This is a program presented by the makers of Ovaltine, especially to the League of Ovaltinis.
Ovaltinis, little girls and boys, make your request, we'll not refuse you. We are here just to amuse you. Would you like a song or story? Will you share our joys? At games and sport, we're more than keen. No merrier children could be seen. Because we all drink Ovaltine, we're happy girls and boys.
We are the Ovaltinis, little girls.
Good afternoon, everybody. Initial letter N speaking, chairman of the Grand Council of the League of Ovaltinis. I want you to listen to the Grand Council giving the roll call, just to make sure everybody's here. Are you ready? Go.
O-V-A-L-T-I-N-E-Y-S.
Ovaltinis!
Never mind those wedding chimes, sing those little nursery rhymes. Let me hear a song with a different flavor. Make me feel that I'm a kid, doing what I used to did. Won't somebody please do me this favor? I can feel so thrilly, hearing Jack and Jilly. Though it may seem silly, it's home sweet home to me. Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of fun. Idle come out with me and see the sun. Let's go roller skating on the lawn. Let's put earmuffs on an ear of corn. Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of rye. Let's hear show, but when we go, we'll close one eye. I'm fond of ice cream, you scream and we all scream. Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of fun.
Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of fun. Idly come out with me and see the sun. Let's go roller skating on the lawn. Let's put earmuffs on and ear of corn. Sing a song of nonsense, pocket full of rhyme. Let's hear show, but when we go, we'll close one eye. I'm fond of ice cream, you scream and we all scream. Sing a song of nonsense, on it full of fun.
See you hobbling in halfway through that song. You're not usually late. What have you to say for yourself?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but my mother bought me a new pair of boots yesterday, you see.
Oh, and they're too tight to let you walk, I suppose.
Oh, no, they're not too tight. But you see, she forgot to cut the string on the tabs before she gave them to me.
Did you catch anything when you went fishing the other day, eh?
Not a thing. I was fishing in the pool and the farmer who owned the land came along.
What happened?
Well, I asked him if it was against the law to fish there.
What did the farmer say?
He said, no, it's not against the law, but it's very much against common sense. You see, there's no fish in that pool.
Now, isn't there time for another song, then?
Surely, I. Let's have High Sailor. Uncle George will help us sing it. Ready, everyone? Here we go.
Have you seen a whaler? Call yourself a sailor, come on and follow me. It's fishy company, so haul your kit bag up aloft, and we will go to sea. Hi, sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the hornpipe blows and away she goes, and there ain't no land at sea. Hi, sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the fish come up and the ship goes down, and they'll have hot cakes for tea. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Heave ho, heave ho, up with the anchor chain. Hi, sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the hornpipe blows and away she goes, and there ain't no land at sea.
Hi, sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the hornpipe blows and away she goes, and there ain't no land at sea. Sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the fish come up and the ship goes down, and we all have cakes for tea. Sailing, sailing over the bounding main. Heave-ho, heave-ho, up with the anchor chain. Hi! Sailor, have you ever been aboard a whaler? When the hornpipe blows and away she goes, and there ain't no land at sea.
Out with your pencils and paper. Here's our chief.
Greetings, my little Ovaltini friends. This afternoon, I have a very special surprise for you. Many Ovaltinis write to tell me of some outstanding thing they have done in the realms of sport and study. And I have heard of many acts of bravery, too, on the part of our league members. It always makes me very proud to hear of these things. And I've decided to award an Ovaltini Certificate of Merit to all members who are worthy of this high honor. So if you have done something extra special, say in the way of running, jumping, swimming, or unbroken attendance at school, or if you've done particularly well in your examinations, please write and tell me about it, and I will send you your Ovaltini Certificate of Merit so that you can hang it in your room and tell all your friends just how you won it. And now, remember, I'll be expecting to receive quite a lot of letters this week telling me of your achievements. And now, I have good news for Ovaltinis living in or near Chester. Commencing tomorrow, an Ovaltini concert party will be appearing for a week at the Royalty Theatre, Chester. They'll be giving a thoroughly entertaining performance. All members within reach of this theatre can see their favourites absolutely free of charge. But, and this is most important, so make a special note of it, each one of you must be accompanied by a grown-up relative or friend, and you, that is each Ovaltini, must present a disc from a tin of Ovaltine. The grown-up who is with you, not being a member of the League of Ovaltinis, will, of course, pay the usual admission charge. Now, don't miss this opportunity of seeing your favorites. And now, for my message in our own secret code. Ready? First word, 46, 18, 28. Second word, 50, 30, 42, 36. And the last word, 6, 10, 36, 40, 18, 12, 18, 6, 2, 40, 10. Goodbye, my little Ovaltini friends.
And now the Ovaltini's concert party will help initial letter S, our 12-year-old star, to sing Toy Town Wedding. Come along, S.
In a toy shop, all is gay, for there's a wedding there today. The little toy bells, they will chime, while the music bumps its time. At the Toy Town Church, they'll meet, and there's a rumor, so they say, that the little toy soldier, trim and neat, will give the bride away.
Something I'm sure you're all waiting for. The new story of the further adventures of Elsie, Winnie, and Johnny. Our story is called The Talisman, and here's Elle, who will tell you why.
Elsie, Winnie, and Johnny Fortune, who have been spending a term at a boarding school while their parents are abroad in Australia. A cable has been received to say they are to proceed to Australia on a ship called the Superb. Just as they are leaving St. Eagles School, where they have been the guests at a farewell party, old Brother Jim, the hermit who turned out to be Miss Steele's long-lost brother, gives Johnny an ancient ring. This ring is really a talisman, which means a kind of charm against evil and ill luck. It's said that this ring was brought back from the Crusades by a brave knight and has been handed down through generations until Johnny has received it. And now we find the party aboard ship at Southampton, all ready for their 6 weeks' voyage. Now, here we go.
Oh, gracious, I am excited.
So am I. We'll be sailing in a few minutes.
I wonder where Brother Jim is. Can you see him, Elsie?
No, but he told us to wait here. He'll be back.
He is... Oh, Brother Jim! Here we are!
I'm sorry I was so long, but a very strange thing has happened.
A strange thing? What is it?
I had all the luggage you wanted for the voyage put in Johnny's cabin until the steward had finished making up the cabin for you girls.
Yes, go on. What
what happened?
Well, I went down to have a last look and saw a man crouching over the bunk on which I'd put the light cases.
Huh. Perhaps he was a steward.
Well, that's what I thought. But he was searching through the cases.
Oh, gracious. He must have been a robber.
He was. It was Alaska.
Alaska? What's that?
Oh, why, Alaska's a place where it's all ice and snow.
No. I mean, the man was Alaska, a colored seaman.
Dear, I wonder what he wanted.
I'd like to know, too. I can't imagine what he hoped to find in children's luggage.
Well, what did you do?
I tried to seize him, but he was as slippery as an eel. He twisted out of my hands and was gone like a shot.
Did you tell the captain?
Yes, I reported it immediately, and he said he'd make inquiries. Still, I'm a little worried. You've a long way to go, and after this, I feel rather concerned about you traveling alone.
Oh, we'll be all right, Brother Jim. Johnny will protect us.
Oh, that's right. I won't let anything happen to the girls.
All visitors ashore.
Well, that means I've got to say goodbye. Goodbye, Winnie, my dear. Be a good girl.
Goodbye, Brother Jim. And don't fall down any more stone steps.
Oh, I'll be careful not to do that, Winnie. Goodbye, Elsie.
Goodbye, Brother Jim. And good luck. Give my love to Miss Jill.
I will. Now, Johnny, my lad, do your duty bravely and look after your sisters.
I will, Brother Jim. Goodbye. You'd better hurry. They're loosening the gangway.
Goodbye, children. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and a happy voyage.
Goodbye, Brother Jim. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Listen, you girls. I'm going down below to the porthole in my cabin. It's just about level with the wharf, and I'll be able to wave goodbye better there. You stay here and wave. Let me see. My cabin is number 172. Now, which way is it? How do I get to... My cabin, is it on the right or the left? Ah, to the right. The numbers get smaller to the left. 165, 167, 170... Oh, here we are, 172. Gracious. There's someone in there again. I wonder if it's that Lasker. Oh, I'd better get a steward to help me. There's one. Hi, steward.
What is it, sir?
There's someone in my cabin again. Listen.
Well, you better open the door. And I'll rush in and collar the villain.
Right. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Ha, got him. What do you think of that?
Why, what is it? Let me see. Oh, it's a dog. Oh, what a little beauty. Here, come here, boy. Come here. I wonder how he got here.
I guess he's a stowaway.
Gosh, stowaway. What fun. Can I keep him?
Well, you have to see the skipper about that.
The skipper?
Yes. That's another name for the captain.
Johnny! Johnny! Where are you? Oh, there you are. Oh, what a jolly little doggy. Oh, he likes me. What is he, Johnny?
He's a stowaway. And he's ours. If the skipper will let us keep him.
Well, let's go and ask the skipper now, shall we?
Good idea. Where is the captain, steward?
Well, you'll find the skipper upon the bridge, straight up on the deck, and ask where any of the officers...
Well, come on, Winnie.
I'm coming. Come on, doggy. What should we call him, Johnny?
Well, I think we'll call him Skipper after the captain. I heard one of the men say the captain was an old sea dog, and this puppy's a young sea dog. So we'll call him Skipper. Come on. Let's go and ask if we can keep him.
Come on, doggy. Come on.
And so ends the first chapter of our new story, The Talisman.
I wonder if they'll be allowed to keep the dog.
I hope so. He sounds a jolly little fellow.
Can we have more music now, Anne?
Surely. We'll sing our nonsense song called Such funny little ways. Come along, Ovaltinis.
I went out one evening to a little picture hall. Saw the strange adventures of a funny little mouse. Everybody laughed so loud they made the rafters ring. When the picture finished, everyone began to sing.
He's got such funny little ways, funny little ways, funny little ways. He's got such funny little ways, but you can't help liking him, can you?
There's a little boy here who is sitting in the stalls. While we sang the chorus, he was sucking brandy balls. When his mother said, now sing, he bellowed like a bull. Just because his mother said, don't sing with your mouth full.
He's got such funny little ways, funny little ways, funny little ways. He's got such funny little ways, but you can't help liking him, can you?
Can you tell me why they have fowls in football?
Why they have fowls in football? No, why, eh? Tell me.
Because they have ducks in cricket.
Talking about ducks, how did your uncle get on when he went shooting the other day?
Oh, fine. You know, he shot 25 ducks in one afternoon.
Were they wild?
Oh, no, but the man who owned them was.
Now, quiet, everyone. Auntie Mary has a beautiful little lullaby for all the small members of our league, and especially for our very tiny future members. It's called Hush, Here Comes the Dream Man.
The Dream Man's coming on a train of cars, with moonbeam windows and with wheels of stars. So kiss your mummies, kiss your pals, and all aboard, you little ones. The railroad track, it is a rainbow bright, the drums ride up into the starry night. So come, you little ones, and have no fear, the man in the moon is the engineer. Hush, here comes the dream man. Hush, here comes the dream man. Now you children, run up the stairs, put on your nighties, say your prayers. Ride with Mr. Dream Man till daylight comes again, and see all the wonders of Wonderland on a Dream Man's train.
Hush, here comes the Dream Man. Hush, here comes the Dream Man. Now you children, run up the stairs, put on your nighties and say your prayers. Ride with Mr. Dream Man till daylight comes again.
Now let's help Uncle George to sing The Funny Old Hill.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah.
I love the foothills beyond the plain. They love to echo my love refrain. I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing lay-lee-o-lay, lay-lee-o-lay. And the funny old hills sing back and say, lay-lee-o, lay-lee-o, lay-lee-o-lay. From far away, I
Got no gal, got no pal to keep me company. Only got the funny old hill singing along with me. But I'm happy, and it's there I long to stay, singing lay-lay-o-lay, lay-lay-o-lay. How the funny old hill sing back to say, lay-lay-o, lay-lay-o-lay, from far away.
Girl who wishes to join the League of Ovaltinis should write to the Chief Ovaltini, 184 184 Queen's Gate, London, SW7, and he will enroll you as a member. All membership applications must contain the cardboard disc from the 1 and a penny or 1 and 10 penny tin of Ovaltine, or the paper slip from the 3 and 3 penny tin. And now the Ovaltinis concert party bid you goodbye in their own jolly, melodious way, but they'll be with you again next Sunday at the same time, 5:30.